Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, one of the things that you and I love about doing this show is that every few years, a new region emerges and, you know, it's all sorts of fun to talk about. And I remember not so long ago, we started talking about South Africa and a little bit of trepidation at first for obvious reasons. But then we started realizing there's some good things going on. Now, one thing that has been going on is Pinotage.
Yep.
Their red grape.
Yes, it is.
Which at first didn't impress me very much.
I think it was a little bit of a rough start. You know, South African wines are finally beginning to gain some respect in this country, and deservedly so. Best known probably for the Chenin Blanc, which is South Africa's most exported white wine, it is also the home of the grape that you referred to, Pinotage, which is unique to South Africa.
Right.
It was first developed in 1924, and it's a cross between Pinot Noir and Sanso, which used to be called Hermitage, and hence the name of the particular grape. It was first put into commercial production in around 1941, but became the dominant red grape of South Africa in the 1960s, a position it holds to this day. The flavors and aromas are dark cherry, blackberry, mocha, and interestingly enough, fig from time to time. Huh. And they are usually very full-bodied, although some vintners now are beginning to work on a lighter style, sort of apropos of Pinot Noir, which is one of the parent grapes.
Mm-hmm.
I tried three examples, all delicious and I think very good value. From producer Remhoogte, and we're going to put this on the website, folks.
I know them well.
From the Remhoogte Wine Estate in the Stellenbosch area is the 2022 Vantage Pinot Noir, Pinotage. Full-bodied and deep garnet purple in color, the wine is fermented with the natural yeast, unfined and unfiltered. The result is fruit-forward with aromas of cherry and red fruit with notes of tobacco, anise, and black tea. Very interesting. On the palate, the wine is generous and layered with bright acidity and dusty tannin. Thus, this could easily last another 5 to 10 years in the bottle, which I think I would recommend, although it does drink very well now.
Remhoogte is a very highly regarded vineyard.
$23.99. So
that's a good deal.
Now, next was a producer called Wildekrans. This is the 2022 Pinotage from the Bot River Valley. Ever so slightly lighter in body than the Remhoogte, this is a solid wine with berry, plum, and mocha notes with a touch of oak spice and a long, dusty finish. This would pair well with grilled meats and red Italian dishes.
Oh,
and
nice.
Again, a very fair price at $20.99. Last was a real value, the 2021 Babylon's Peak Pinotage from the Swartland region. Deep red with the characteristic plum and mocha flavors and a touch of spice should pair well with lamb or braised red meats, a decently long finish and smooth tannins wrapped up in this particularly good value at $15.95.
Very good.
Yes, good deal. South African wine industry dates back almost 400 years. Pinotage, which is uniquely South African, offers a subtly different red wine experience that is definitely worth exploring. The Babylon's Peak is a great value at $15.95, but the Remhoogte and the Wildekrans offer a little more complexity, a little sort of a total wine. And for me, the Remhoogte, even at $23.99, was the most complete. It's my wine of the week.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.